Chris, you can imagine last year trying to do big fundraising efforts. For instance, the United Way campaigns around us, right? And especially our United Way GW, Greater Waterbury campaign, which was did quite successfully over a very difficult year of kind of being locked away in separate areas. I was just explaining to our next guest how we were in separate areas of the studio all the time, and almost nobody was working but just a few of us on the air at a time during the height of the COVID crises. And as we continue with the need for safety and care, it's time again for the 2021-2022 United Way of Greater Waterbury campaign. And we're very pleased today to have two guests in studio, Dr. Stephen Schneider and Kristen Jacoby. Now, Kristen is president of the United Way of Greater Waterbury, and I really haven't seen you in person in probably a year and a half or 2 years, so it's great to see you again.
Very, very nice.
Thank you for being here. We've known each other a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's great to also meet up with Dr. Stephen Schneider once again, who has taken on this large, very important job in addition to being the president of St. Mary's Hospital. So you are already busy, and you're taking on the opportunity to be campaign chair, doctor, of another busy year here for the Greater Waterbury community. So thank you for being here with us today.
It is a great pleasure and an honor.
And so, you know, the United Way happening now, events coming up. Kristen, you have been with your volunteers and staff through a very interesting year, as we all have. How is the planning going?
We have Dr. Schneider at the lead. It's going phenomenal.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, we're really buoyed. I think every year I'm always, though I've been with United Way for 21 years, continually overwhelmed by people's generosity of time and lending their expertise to us to bring together a group of people to do the best we can for our community. It's impressive every single year. And it's so great to have Dr. Schneider with us this year in leading this campaign. As you can imagine, last year was a little bumpy. We had a lot of pivoting we needed to do. We had to think out of the box and reimagine. John Hopkins was the chairman of the campaign and brought different resources once again to gear us up and make it all come together. So we're once again really blessed.
I was so glad at the end of the fund drive to see how well it did, considering mm-hmm. especially the pressure of the year that it was. So we're going into another new year, and we're looking for a new campaign kickoff, perhaps. I remember last year you had to cancel that, the in-person event due to the pandemic. Is there a campaign kickoff this year? And Dr. Stephen Schneider, what do you say about that?
There absolutely is a kickoff this year, and it's been an interesting time. It has really required us to be able to adapt to changing circumstances. So as recently as just a few weeks ago, we had still planned for an indoor 500-person reception for the kickoff, and COVID had other ideas, though, and so rather than just kind of roll over and say, okay, COVID got us again, we have been able to adapt to those circumstances, and it's going to be a little bit smaller, but we're going forward, and what we're going to do, and really thanks to Post University and the City of Waterbury itself, we're going to have a unique downtown event on the top floor of the parking garage overlooking the city right near the Post University's digital billboard. So we're very excited about that and looking forward to having, I believe, the first ever outdoor kickoff for the United Way campaign.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I think people feel much more free and perhaps much more safe being outside with each other. Mm-hmm. And you not only get to get together at the top of the parking garage, but you get a great view.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So is this the first time? This is the first time we're doing this outside, right? First time.
Yes.
Yeah. Good idea. Yeah. Now, how about the Day of Caring? Is that coming back as well?
Yes. We're so psyched. I think the timing is absolutely perfect. We're bringing back the old-fashioned Day of Caring. We're getting people, their boots out on the ground, and to do work for our community with our partners in the community. It has been a decade that we've done this, and once again, people will come out. They'll do projects within our community. They'll be helping our nonprofits, our partners, do work that they need to do that they have a hard time getting to.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's really important. You know, we had a lot of conversation about this. Once again, again, making sure that people are safe and they're outside to be able to do these projects. But the need for people to connect and the need for people to connect with our community, I just think is so important. We have Jessica Carlino leading this project. She already has 18 projects at 11 partners. We have over 80 volunteers coming out that day. So it is going to be a whirlwind of great activity, but great things happening for our community.
Fantastic.
So wait till you see some of the photos. You're going to love them.
When you see everybody in action, volunteering and doing all this great work, and you see them in action, and you see the photos, it really makes you feel a part of how we can all be a part of the United Way.
Absolutely. It's a heart and soul, right?
Truly is. Really is. It's such a wonderful community event. And this, of course, surrounds all of our greater Waterbury community.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, how has the pandemic affected the campaign focus?
Well, you know, the campaign is, again, it's adapting to what the circumstances are around us. And there's pretty much nobody in our whole 10-town area that hasn't been affected, whether business, personal, health, whatever. And really, the United Way, one of the reasons I was attracted to be working with the United Way in the first place over the last several years and was willing to take on the chair is they really have, in my opinion, the expertise to really look at what is the need of the moment. And as everybody knows, the need of the moment has changed drastically and rapidly over the last couple of years. Who would have thought we would be all sitting around wearing masks and working from home and those kind of things? But the United Way, if you're looking to have a donation hit the most important target, the United Way, I think, has over the years demonstrated in their actions that they have the expertise to figure out what is needed, where and when. And they've been doing it for years, and they've been doing it during the COVID response, too. So the reality is there's not a better way to do this than to focus on let's get the money in as well as we can, and then let's trust the United Way to make sure that that money gets distributed in the places of highest need at the right times.
It is the front line of community response, has been for so many, many years. Now, there's usually a campaign theme. People get excited, and there's videos, and there's logo changes and things. And, Stephen, what have you been up to so far this year?
Well, we've been working with Works, WORX, who is a really wonderful agency just down the road from us in Prospect, headed by Grant Copeland. And they have helped us to come up with a wonderful and creative theme for this campaign. It's called Build the Bridge, and it has multiple meanings. It will have a different meaning for each donor, for each site where we run campaigns, et cetera. It's a bridge from donors to the community. It's a bridge from people that are suffering to ways out of that suffering. So the theme for this year, again, thanks to Grant Copeland and his team, the theme is Build the Bridge.
And the bridge is all about people, Kristen, right? It's all about people.
Yeah. Think about the thousands of people in our 10-town area that need a helping hand across the divide to a better life.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're trying to have, that connectivity there to show the work and the impact it's making in the community.
You've got people struggling to afford housing, food, transportation, healthcare, taxes, all these expenses that we have. Mm-hmm. They're basic expenses. And you have the ALICE program, of course, with 13% of households. They're asset limited and income constrained. And all these things go to help folks, individuals, and families through the United Way of Greater Waterbury, the 10-town area, right?
Yeah.
It's quite a remarkable undertaking. So what are some of the bridges that we're looking at, some of the programs or donors we're looking at, Stephen?
Well, you know, again, the way that the United Way works particularly is through its own efforts directly with people in need, but also through agencies helping to fund other agencies. Being in the hospital over the last few years, watching COVID ravage our population, one of the things that we know for sure is that all of those things that we now call the social determinants of health, as you were talking about, Tom, that had to do with access to food, nutritious food, access to appropriate housing, access to medical care, those kinds of factors really impact people's health. And we saw that disproportionately in the hospital as to who was affected. And again, I think the beauty of the United Way is actually in its name. It is a United Way. It is a organization that funds agencies that brings the best out of volunteers in the community doing things that are going to be the most effective when it's needed.
And it's never ending. Kristen, how many programs and initiatives are you working on right now?
We have 41 programs and 22 initiatives. And so once again, when you talk about looking at those areas, the impact we're making in education, basic needs, health, and financial stability, that all comes together. It's all so integrated. We like to say, you know, if you have a quality education, it will lead to a stable job, and then you can provide for your family's basic needs. It's just all so important. And that's why building the bridge to all of that makes such sense.
And you have been involved for 21 years. Is it 21 years?
Yes.
And I've known you before that.
Yes.
So you know the real ins and outs of how the United Way invests financial and human capital, but also how it faces needs and continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that continued growth need, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if you ask me personally, I think this year is going to be harder than any other year. And I think, once again, the pandemic made its own challenges in the way we had to do our work and help people in different sorts of ways. And we continued the work we do every day, 365 days a year, but then we had to pivot and do additional work to really attend to the pandemic. But this year, I think with businesses, the hybrid model, I think with people, different needs, different changes, and different types of work environments, this year is going to be even more challenging.
We can open the doors again, like we did today. We get to go on the air 6 feet apart, but we're on the air live, and it's great. We can share ideas, but you can also get back into local businesses and make presentations, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're hoping for. But we're here, right? So if there is a Zoom or we need to do a hybrid model, we're up to make that work for whatever that is for that particular company.
Yeah. So how can people learn more, Kristen?
Learn more about
United getting involved.
Way.
You must know so many things, but there must be so many ways to find out more ways to get involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. They can call our office, 203-757-9855. They can also go on our website and make sure that they just send us a message and we'll get right back to them, or even call me personally. We will do anything to work with people, once again, to make it the best for them.
The website's very good, by the way.
Absolutely.
Is that Works or is that Glenn McCabe? I don't know.
We're also all over social media, right?
Yeah, social media. Social media is very big, yes. We're doing a live feed right now, right? A live Facebook feed? Okay, very good. And as always, a pleasure to have you both here. Dr. Stephen Schneider, who is the brave one in the room, the 2021-2022 campaign chair, and also the president of St. Mary's Hospital, which in itself has faced so many challenges this year. You've done such tremendous work in the community with your staff and with safety protocols and all that you've done. And Kristen Jacoby, great pleasure to have you here, the president of the United Way of Greater Waterbury. And I know your last name is Jacoby, so you must know Peter Jacoby.
I do. So does Dr. Schneider.
Dr. Jacoby was instrumental in 8 or 9 or 10 weeks in the beginning of all this. He let me have him on the air every single week to talk about the latest updates for Waterburyans and the greater Waterbury area. I cannot thank him enough for that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's been a community leader for so many years. And this COVID pandemic really gave him the opportunity to show what kind of a leader he could be. And we're all very proud of him.
Our pleasure to have you here in studio.
Thank you
for being here today. And folks, don't forget to get involved.
And follow us on social media.
Follow social media. Don't forget the Day of Caring is coming up. Don't forget the grand kickoff is coming off.
And please attend and please join in. And please know we have 5 more projects we need to fill.
Oh, yeah.
For September 9th for Day of Caring. So call Jessica at Carlino at United Way and we can help get you set up.
Find out more for sure.
Everything's on the website,
says Glenn. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our great pleasure. And once again, as you know, WATR will support you in any way we can throughout the entire campaign.
Thank you for doing all this. Makes a
difference. Well, we are very pleased to do that. We'll have to have you back to visit with us as things get moving.
I would love to do that.
Love to do it. Thank you so much. It is 9:25 past the hour. Here, Tom Shute here with you at 1320 WATR.